Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to the second audio recording where I'm going to teach you more about how to use a sleep diary and how to understand the data when you start capturing a sleep diary for 2 weeks. So something really useful that I use in my one-on-one coaching, which is definitely going to give you guys a little bit of input and insights, which is very important because we need to track some form of data. I'm not, to be honest, a big fan of when it comes to using wearable devices for tracking sleep, because that can also add more stress to the brain, which you don't want. Obviously, more stress to the brain equals less sleep at night. So as I introduce myself again, I'm Barry, the founder of Successful Sleeper, and today I'm going to take you through the sleep diary. And when you have the sleep diary in front of you, I'd like you to please get a pen and paper, so you're going to take some extra notes. Okay, so you should have the sleep diary in front of you. It's a PDF format. You'll see the section called complete in the morning and complete in the evening. So number one thing I would like you guys to write down is I would like you to track your sleep diary, your personal sleep diary, for 2 weeks. And this is something where you can track on your own. There's no need to send this to me. If you had to work one-on-one coaching with me, this is something that we will track together. But for your own capacity use, you are going to track this on your own. And if you haven't used a sleep diary before, this is a really good starting block, so you'll be able to pick up some habits that you might not be experiencing, might be causing for you to not have the best recovery in sleep in the evening. Okay, so we'll look at the completes in the morning. Ideally, I want you to fill in the sleep diary for 7 days a week. And you'll see in the morning, there are sections when you went to bed, what time you get up in the morning, and how many hours you slept. You can even put the sleep cycles in, like I spoke to you guys before about the sleep recovery program, and wake up time, amount in the morning. So in the evening, so we want to see if there's any bit of behaviors where you are waking up in the evening, and then we can obviously look at what are those things causing those factors. Amount of caffeine of drinks, that's very important. We want to look at your caffeine consumption. We'll look at last time that you had a caffeinated drink. Exercise completed, want to make sure that you are exercising on a regular basis. What did you do an hour before bedtime? That could be a brain dump, that could be TV, that can be anything that you do before. And what is your mood today? So your impact to your mood is going to be affected by your sleep that you get on a consistent basis. So guys, what you want to do is I want to take you, all that information that you learned about the sleep recovery program and the audio recording, I want you to use that content and apply it in the sleep diary. So you'll probably notice the first week of the sleep diary when you start tracking it. Whether you am a good sleeper, you're not a good sleeper, you got to obviously get some awareness points. So this is the whole point about tracking the sleep diary. But the main thing is to, again, understand the awareness points. And the second week, we want to obviously see some improvements. So the first week, you might not see improvements in the sleep diary, but ideally, you want to see second week when it's improving the sleep diary. The reason why I do 2 weeks, other coaches prefer to do 1 week, is that you might get sick during the 1 week, so your sleep might be impacted. There might be different reasons for you that happens. So I like to track 2 weeks of sleep data information. So this is, as we can call it, data. It's your own personal data because you are writing it down on the PDF. So you have different blocks to write it down. And basically what I want you to do is look at your caffeine points. Are you taking a lot of caffeine in the day? So I want you to put that on pen and paper. I want you to look at the hours of sleep. And most important, I want you to look at your consistent times when you wake up in the morning. So the got up in time morning, sleep time needs to be consistent. So you need to make sure you wake up every time in the morning. So if you see on the weekends, there's different times you're waking up, I want you to reset that. And I want to make sure that you have consistent times in the morning. Why consistent times in the morning are good? Most important for sleep hygiene. The reason for that is it builds up sleep pressure throughout the brain. And it kind of presets us to sleep at a certain time in the evening. So for example, if you wake up every time in the morning, 6 o'clock every day, you will probably find that you'll be going to bed at 9 o'clock in the evening. If you wake up 7 o'clock, you'll have a set time that you'll go in the evening. But if you have this situation where you're going at different times, wake up different times in the morning, then that is definitely going to impact your sleep hygiene in the evening, and you probably won't feel that well rested. So those are very important factors to consider. And then I want you to consider, obviously, your mood. Is your mood high? And also the exercise components. So you should be doing at least 3 times a week or 30 minutes of some types of exercise. can be cardio work, can be strength work, it can be recreational activity. But that is the minimum requirements that we need for our brains and bodies. Why? Because we release cortisol, we release our stress hormones, we increase our dopamine hormones as well, feel good. Because exercise also is a stress stimuli, meaning it also can bring off like a good, we need to respond to the stress as well, whether it's a good stress or bad stress. So two sections just have to complete in the morning and in the evening. And the basic thing, the whole outcome of this is combining the sleep recovery program content with the sleep diary and just getting a practice of how to actually navigate to sleep diary and use it. And I want you to, well, ownership on the second week, look at the variables, look at the data. And then if the data is high, so if you can see you're looking at high amounts of caffeine, you're taking it late in the evening. If you look at your exercise is low, if you look at your times in the waking up in the evening, and you're not waking up in the morning at certain times of the day, then you need to look at different factors. So then if you're waking up irregular times in the morning, then you need to look at getting more sunlight. If you're waking up in the middle of the night, then you need to look at your nutrition consumption. Are you eating late tonight? Are you having liquids after 7 o'clock at night? Because those are the things that are going to affect. Are you having caffeine late tonight? Those are the things that affect you from waking up in the evening. Is it stress? Then exercise completed. Caffeine drinks. When are you having caffeine? If you're having caffeine later at 3 o'clock, when you put it on your sleep diary, then it's definitely going to impact your sleep and recovery in the evening, because we know that caffeine has a 12-hour lifespan in our bodies, in our bloodstream. An exercise component, if we're exercising 3 times 30 minutes or less than that, then it's definitely going to play an effect on our mood and how we are. So guys, really simple way just to understand the sleep diary. I hope this made sense to you. Again, you can connect me on WhatsApp, book a free session, and I think this was valuable insight for the guys, staff members at the university, to get more insight on how you navigate and use a sleep diary. Hope that made sense, and have a wonderful day further. Thank you.